Well, South Carolina is home to many national sporting events. I'm Mike Davis, and this is today's topic, and I'm joined by South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers here to tell us more about one of South Carolina Ag's top sectors. Should be very appropriate for this time of the year, Commissioner.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. I guess we'll tee it up and talk a little bit about golf. How about that? It's exciting to watch them wind it up Sunday in Augusta at the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week brings on the Heritage, RBC Heritage, down at Hilton Head. That's the 54th playing of the Heritage down there. So, yeah, pretty high profile. But when you look at what golf actually means to agriculture and South Carolina's economy, you begin to realize just why we promote it so much, or at least the Department of Tourism does, and why it's important for our turfgrass industry.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize, they don't make that connection, but when you look at those beautiful, lush greens and all of the flora that goes along with it, hey, that's agriculture.
That's right. And, with over 350 courses in our relatively small state, it certainly brings a lot of dollars to the state. I'll tell you, even in my home county of Orangeburg, when I get over to my course at Orangeburg to play, you'll see license tags from a lot of states beyond South Carolina. So they come to be a part of it and, make up tourism to being a $20 billion industry. And then when you think about turf grass and floriculture, it brings in almost $70 million in farm gate receipts. Last time we measured, I'll tell you, a few years back, floriculture and turf grass was the second highest category of ag products. And it's all kind of dependent upon the general economy. And so it now is number nine, so it's still quite important. And got a lot of growth forecasted for it as well.
Absolutely. My dad worked in turf grass research for 40 years, so I'm somewhat familiar with that, and I like to use what he worked on as often as I can, but that hasn't been a lot lately. I'm afraid I'm going to have to get out pretty soon and enjoy it with the weather turning nice now, and, well, I think I just have to do what I can do to help out the local economy.
Help out the economy. Well, this is the time of year to do it. This is why it's great to live in South Carolina over the next few months. Tell you one thing we overlook is that the golfing industry is part of manufacturing in South Carolina as well. We have a golf ball manufacturing plant up in Anderson. So they make the balls in Anderson, and I lose them in whatever county I'm playing.
You really and me both.
Good to be reminded, especially this week, with the Heritage going on down at Hilton Head, its economic impact and the great things that that association does for local charities. They've also supported the Commissioner School for Agriculture. So it's a great partnership between agriculture and the golfing industry, and one of the great things about South Carolina.
It certainly is, and I hope when folks get out and do tee it up or perhaps watch the Heritage on TV this week, they'll remember just what a big impact not only golf but all of the associated agriculture around it does for South Carolina. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.